So, bevor der bei Herbert Mitch ihre Worte das mal mit bevor und das mal mit first time this life bevor der Diskurs so open to some meditation in the essence of wisdom. Recite this prayer, this meditation prayer, and
Lama Domba Jundan, the Jinja Banda Jumba, Yanda Bravo, Sanja Banja, Shaja, the Wash, Badan Shadu, the Banda, Rasha Baji, the Jamba, the Wonder. Namananja Domba Sanga Jundan, the Lacha, the Lodge, the Roger, the Roger, the Jinja, the Lodge.
Do not commit any unwholesome action. Enjoy creating the perfect virtue and subdue one's own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Look at the reality of self, action, object. Object, enemy, friend, stranger. Once in body, possessions, surrounding relatives, so forth. So now we look at in the reality that the nature of these things is it transitory. The nature of these phenomena is transitory. That they change within every second by cause and conditions. And this is the nature of these phenomena. Not only that these things. Because of that, you see, that it changes by being under the control of cause and conditions. And that these things can be stopped at any time. it is nature of the phenomena. So therefore, how we create the problem by the mind is when we believe something that which do not exist in the reality. Something opposite, something contradictory to the reality. So when that doesn't function, when that doesn't happen, what we believe, what we expect, you see, which is contradictory to the characteristics or the reality of these phenomena, and this is, you see, then it itself becomes a problem. So how we create a problem in our life is like that. So if we practice awareness, if we practice mindfulness, awareness, in the nature of the I, action, object, these causative phenomena, if we practice, you see, awareness, mindfulness, in their nature, which exists, which functions, and then, you see, you do not find problem. You don't create problem by the mind. So this meditation, it became, therefore, this meditation became very, very important, to solve problems in the life. This awareness. So one of the important fundamental meditation practice, you know, to be aware of what exists, the way things exist. You see, that become most important fundamental meditation taught by Buddha. You see, yeah. So suddenly, when you think of the reality of object, there's no problem. You don't see problem. When the mind is distracted by the hallucination, by the wrong view, wrong philosophy, wrong view, which is opposite to the reality. So you see, when one is not aware of the reality of the things, of these phenomena, so one exaggerates. We see one makes a lot of exaggeration. Exaggeration is a projection, a lot of exaggeration. You see, projection on the self, action, object. So you see, that is the problem. So you see, in the life experience, that is not happening. What you project, you see, your self, action, object is not happening. You see, what the phenomena shows, you see, what you see, what you experience is the reality. So that point, you see, what one project, what one belief and reality, what we experience in the life, what it shows. So when it does, when those things do not fit, you see, when these things happen opposite to what we project, you know, you see, what we project, what we, you know, wish that we generate, you see, which doesn't exist in the, which doesn't fit with the reality. So then, that time the fear comes, worry comes. You see, nervous breaking. However, all this problem, depression, all this problem rises. You see, when you see, when you experience, say, when you get experience in the life, the reality, which is opposite to projection, you see, you see, wish what we generate, you see. So, these things, you see, that these phenomena, they change, within every second by cause and conditions, and that these things can be seized, any time. So therefore, this is the nature, and this is what we experience in the life. You see, whether we accept this, or even we don't want to accept this, you see, even we don't want to happen this. So, therefore, you see, there's no point to have dissatisfactory mind desire. And you see, ignorance, this wrong conception, believing something which doesn't exist in the reality. While these things are impermanent in nature, but believing as permanent, believing that these things do not change, you see, by cause conditions, that they last, they're permanent. And then, no point to get angry. No meaning. There's no meaning to get angry, because nature of these things, these phenomena, are transitory, and they can be seized in a time. Now the next. So, for example, if somebody did not label niece. You see, this area, this country, this area, if there's no thought, you see, which labels niece, and niece doesn't exist. You see, if nobody has the mind to label niece, there's no way niece can exist. Even though there's such a place, you see, oceans and then the mountains and such all these things, if these things exist, but if nobody has the, you see, nobody has the mind, you see, to label niece, you see, there's no way niece can exist. Niece doesn't, you see, if nobody has mind to label niece, then niece, there's no way niece can exist. Niece doesn't exist if nobody has the mind to label niece. So how does niece exist is by depending on such you see, first of all, French, you know, of the place, you know. Then second, you see, this particular, the direction and area. Oh, and then you see somebody labeled niece. Somebody, you see, by depending on this, made it up the label, made it up the name, you see, Nice. So therefore, how does Nice exist? Is Nice exist by depending on this particular area, the French place, particular area, and the person's mind which labels Nice. So depending on those two. Depending on those two, then you see Nice exists. So it's a, you see, it's very scientific. It's not particular, you see, it's not particular belief that you have to force. It's something, it's, you see, how Nice is dependent rising. How Nice is dependent rising. You can understand from this. So it's dependent on, Nice is dependent on, the way Nice exists, dependent on this particular area, and in people's mind with the labels, you see, Nice. Mm-hmm. So depending on those two, then Nice, you see, exists. So even, you see, even the people have the thought, even the people have the thought to label Nice, but, you see, again, if there's no base to be labeled Nice, you see, if there's no such a place, if there's not this place, you see, oceans, mountains like this, if there's not this place, there's no base. But but even people have the ideas, the mind to label Nice, again, Nice cannot exist. For example, a child, called Michel, for example, Michel, you see, the person called Michel, you see, without the base, association body mind, without the base, association body mind, even the parents have the idea to label Michel, you see, Michel doesn't exist. So you see, before the pregnancy, you see, before the pregnancy happened, before the fertilized egg happened, the consciousness taking place on the fertilized egg. Before this happened, even the parents have mind to label, you know, Michelle. So that time, there's no base, you see. The association of body mind, the aggregates. So therefore, that time, Michel doesn't exist. So after, you see, after the aggregates happened, association of body mind, it happened. But you see, their mind did not label. Before they had the mind, you see, before they had the mind to label Michel, again, Michel doesn't exist. So when does Michel comes in existence? So when the parents, person who imputes, you see, so association body mind, I guess, is there, and when the parents, you see, after they labeled, you see, when they impute Michel by their mind, and then, you see, when those two things happened, you know, the basis and the mind was labeled, only then Michel exists. How Michel comes in existence. So now how Michel exists, you see, the Michel exists only in name, in mere name. In mere name. You see, Michel being merely imputed on the base of the body mind by the person's mind. So Michel, you see, how Michel exists is Michel exists only in only mere name. So what Michel is, what Michel is nothing else. Is nothing else except only the merely imputed one. You see, what it is, nothing else. What Michel is nothing else. Then, what is merely imputed? What is merely imputed by the mind? So you see, the Michel is completely empty. It's completely empty. There's no concrete or there's no real Michel from its own side. There's no real Michel from its own side. It's completely empty. That one, a real Michel, you see, appearing from its own side, is completely empty. So similar, you see, so it's now, so similar, Nis is what is Nis? Is nothing else. Is nothing else. Then what is merely imputed? What is merely imputed by the mind? So same thing, I, you see, again this, without, you see, without the mind which labels I, you see, there's no I. Without the mind which labels I, which think of I, without the mind which think of I, you see, which label I, there's no I. Without that, there's no I exist. There's no self exist. Without, you see, without the mind which think of self, without the mind which think of self, which labels self, which think of self, without that mind, self doesn't exist. So self, I, is merely imputed on the association of body mind, the aggregates, by the thought. So from this morning until night, from this morning until tonight, you see. So continuously, our mind will label I, self, on these aggregates. So you see, we. So what we are doing now? What we are doing now? You see, we believe. We say that. You see, I'm sitting. I'm sitting, and listening, and talking. There's no other reason at all to say this. I am sitting. I am talking, listening. The reason why we say this is there's no other reason. The reason is only that this base, the aggregates, association body mind, is sitting. This, you see, the body is sitting. The body is sitting. The base, the body is sitting. Only this is the reason. Only this is the reason. Because of that, it is believed I am sitting. So it is in a concept. I'm sitting is in a concept. So there is no other reason. You see, I'm sitting. There is no other reason. That you see. Only reason is that the body is sitting. There is no other reason. I'm talking, you see, there's no other reason. Only the reason is that the basis, the aggregates, that the basis, the aggregates, is doing the function, you know, talking. The speech. The speech is doing the function, talking. So this is the only reason. So same thing, I'm thinking. There's no other reason at all, except only the base, the mind is thinking. So like this, you see, from morning to night, you know, constantly we label, according to the constantly we label I on these aggregates, and according to the functions of the, you see, according to the functions of the aggregates, what the body does, what the mind does. So, you see, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm talking, so I'm this and that. So, the mind, you see, merely imputes, constantly, according to the, functions of the basis, what it does, the aggregates, the body, mind. So you see now, the from morning to night, I do this, I do that, you know, this and that, all this, you see. If an idea or, you see, being just simply an idea or concept. So you can see now, there's no such a real thing there. There's no real one from some side. A self, a real one from some side. So you see, from morning into night, you see, on this base, association of body mind, on this base, that real self is completely empty. That real self, a real one from society, is it doesn't exist at all. So now you see, like this, from birth until death. From birth and until death is like this. So I'm happy and I'm unhappy, you see. All this, there's no such real self from its own side, except what we impute. There's no self other than what we impute, you see, on this base. So, however, there's no other self. There's no self other than what we impute. You see, what we impute, what we merely impute. So, if you really analyze the you see, the What is the I? You see, the ultimate, the reality of the I, if we really analyze, is like this. The ultimate nature. If we really look at it well, you see, what the self is. You see, what we normally believe, you see, what we normally believe as a real one from the side, and this will get sick. You know, this will, how this can be happy, how this self can be happy, how this real self, real one from its own side, independent one, you see, how this can be happy, and you see, so much worry and concern that this real self, this real self, you see, a real one from some side, will this this will get into this will get problems. This will receive harm. You know, this will receive harm. This will get in, will get into problems. You see, so much, you see, so much worry and fear of this. You see, our life, you see, in our life, you see, the whole, you see, thing concerned or worried, you see, afraid, you see, that this self, that's something which is a, which is a real one from society, you see, and is something that which is not met, something that which is not met up by the mind, unlabeled by the mind, you know, it's independent. So first we make it up. So you see, first we make it up. You see, we we believe. So we, our mind, you see, make it up. make an identity. Make such identity. You see, we make it up. It's identity or say. We project. You see. We make up the self like this. We project unlabeled, you see, independent, nothing to do with the mind, nothing to do with the base, nothing to do with the base association about the mind, nothing to do with the mind which labels, you see. There's something as I, self, unlabeled one. having existence from some side. so then we, you see, then you see, righteous fear, worry, concern, all the things that this real self, you see, will get into problem, will be unhappy. But in the reality, there's no such self. If you analyze what is the self, you see, what it is exactly, what it is exactly, you see, that I, that will always be concerned, worried, you see, afraid, you see, something will happen to that, you know? So if you analyze what it is exactly, you know, so, you see, in the reality, so like this scientifically, you see, like this, if you analyze the nature, you cannot find that real, you see, that real self, something concrete or real self, unlabeled by the mind. Unlabeled by the mind. You see, that a self exists, a real self, which exists without depending on the base and the association about the mind, association about the mind, this base, and the mind with labels. So there's no such a real self. cannot be found from if you search where it's located, you see, outside the body, inside the body, where it is located, cannot be found from the tip of the hairs down to the toes, in the heart, in the chest. It looks like foundable somewhere in the chest, but if you really search, if you really analyze where it is exactly located, inside the chest, where? You see, when you don't analyze, when you don't analyze, it looks like there, but as soon as you start to analyze, you see it becomes unclear. As soon as you start to analyze where it is inside the chest, suddenly, immediately, you see it becomes unclear, unclear. So, you see, could not, if you search, could not find on the heart, on the bumping heart, you know, you see, in any part of the chest, you cannot find. Not in the brain, not in the brain. You see, not in the chest. So you just be aware inside the body. You see, inside the chest, you know, all the things what is in the chest. You see, down below the neck, you know, down below the neck, down below the neck, you see, down to the belly, you know, just being aware, just be aware of the physical part, you know, and then one part of mind, then one part of mind, look for the I, that real self. One part of mind be aware, you see, the pieces inside the body, you see, down below the neck, you see, down to belly. Be aware, you see, look, as if you are seeing dim. And one part of mind, you see, search for the real self. So could not find neither, you see, in the belly, in the legs, nowhere you can find the real self. That which we normally project. Say, projected our mind by our mind, such a eye that projected by our mind. You see, so this could not be found anywhere. From tip of the head down the toes, anywhere, neither inside nor outside. Nowhere it exists. So that real self which we have been projecting and have been cherishing. Have been cherishing, you know, thinking this is the most precious, most important. You see, in the reality, it is nowhere. It exists nowhere. Neither inside nor outside. So that doesn't exist at all. But there is I, that which experiences suffering, which experiences happiness, which looks for solution. You see, to eliminate the problems, which does meditation practices, which seeks the I, which seeks for ultimate happiness. The I does which. You see, sitting, sleeping, eating, walking. There's I. There's I which does all these activities. But that one is nothing else other than what is merely imputed on the base, on this base, association of the mind. You see, by the mind. So therefore, what it is, this I, this self, what it is. Now you see, deeply concentrate. So what it is, So now we analyze, you see. So what it is, is not the body, is not the, is neither the body nor mind, you see, not aggregates, is not aggregates. Nothing of this. So as Nagarjuna explained, the being, so the being, in other words, we can use the same name, I, is not earth, not the water, not the fire. Earth means the body. So it's not earth, this body. Not the water, liquids inside. Not the heat, not the, not fire, not heat. Not the wind, breath. Not the space inside the body, see? It is not also, it is not, I is not also space. I is not also the conscience. I is not, you see, I is not any of this, and I is neither any of this, nor even the whole, nor even the whole group, nor even the whole thing of this. But again, I, separate, I, you see, neither, I is neither, you see, all these things, nor it exists separately from this, I guess. I, you see, doesn't exist, and I, you see, nor the I exists separately from this, I guess. If the I exist, if the I exists separately from this aggregates, from the aggregates, then no reason, you see, even the body goes, even the body goes in the, even the aggregates, you see, even the police catch the body, you see, puts in prison, there's no reason, there's no reason why why the I has to be, has to go to prison. So even the police catch, you see, this body and put in prison, but the I doesn't have to go to the prison. If the I exists separately from the, I say, from the aggregates. So similar, even the body, you see, get sick, you see, hunger, thirst, you see, no, no need, you see, I say, no reason, no need I is to get sick. There's no reason I to get sick. If the I exists separately from the aggregates, you see, even the body gets sick, you know, even the mind is unhappy, even the mind is depressed, but there's no reason, you see, why the I has to be depressed. Then in that case, you see, the I can, if the I exists separately from the aggregates, then the I can, then the I can travel all over the world without the body. The I can travel, you see, can go to Tibet or can go to, you see, all over the world can go, can travel without aggregates, so you don't need tickets. Doesn't need to worry about tickets. Doesn't need to worry about all the expenses because there's no body. But I, you see, I exist separately from the I, you see, exist separately from the aggregates. So in that case, you see, in that case, we say eye doesn't have hunger, thirst, hot and cold, all these things. You see, so there's no need to the job, you know, eye doesn't need a job, doesn't need to have education in order to do the job. It's all these things which are not necessary to do. So also doesn't need a vehicle, you know, in order to travel, there's no need a vehicle. You see, the need of the vehicle is only because there's physical body. Because there's, you see, physical body, so there's need of vehicles to travel. So if the eye exists separately from the aggregates, you see, from the body, then you see the eye, in order to travel, doesn't need vehicles. The eye doesn't need any money. You see. There's no reason. That is not our experience. That I exist separately from the aggregates. So it doesn't exist separately from the aggregates. So there's I, which does all these activities, you know, walking, sitting, eating, sleeping, so forth, you know, experience happiness, suffering, taking the cause of happiness, eliminating the cause of suffering. So this I is what is merely imputed. This I is nothing else. This I is nothing else than what is merely imputed on this aggregates by the thought. So therefore, now what it is is nothing else. What is merely imputed. That's all. You see, what runs on the mind, you see, simply, what it is simply what runs on the mind, you see, merely imputed. So it is nothing else other than that. So that this merely imputed I cannot be found anywhere. Merely imputed I, or the I, cannot be found anywhere from the tip of the head down to the toes. On this base, cannot be found anywhere. If you search, cannot be found anywhere. But this imputed I, the self, can be found in the world, in Nice, in France, in Nice, in this house. Which is the label I can be found in this house, in Nice, in this meditation room. So it exists in this meditation room. What it is doing, this labeled I, what it is doing now is meditating. Is it meditating? Is it analyzing the I? Is sitting? Doing all these actions. Sitting, talking, listening. But you cannot find this imputed I, or the I, you see, whatever you say, think, the same. You're talking the one thing. Cannot be found. Neither inside the body nor outside. From the tip of the head down to the toes, anywhere it can be found. But it can be found in this world, in France, you see, in Nice, in this house, in this meditation room. No other reason, only because the aggregates, the association body mind is here now, in this meditation room, in France, in Nice, in this meditation room. So during the action of sitting, listening, they are meditating, that's the only reason. So like this, so you see there's no such I, a real one from its own side, that's completely empty. So the I is completely empty. So similar the aggregates on which the I is merely imputed is also completely empty. Is also merely imputed. So it doesn't have real existence, you know, from its own side. So same thing, the body, you see, it is also merely imputed. Merely imputed one. It doesn't have a real existence from its own side. The mind is also a merely imputed phenomena. Phenomena which is a formless, a colorless, shapeless, that which has natural clear, which nature is a clear light, a perceiving object, which in nature is a clear light, perceiving object. So such that on such a phenomena, you see, such this phenomena exists. So this is the only reason why there's a mind. Why mind exists. There is no other reason than this why mind exists. Because there's such a phenomena, colorless, shapeless, you know, formless, you see, which in nature is a clear light perceiving object. So by so you see, by this it is believed that there's a mind. So again, you see, mind is completely empty. So besides, you see, these aggregates, also this object of senses, the sound, smell, taste, tangible, the all the object of five senses are also similar way, that all of them are merely imputed. Nothing exists. Nothing has a real existence from its own side. Nothing has existence from its own side. So when we think about problems of life, if there's no mind which labels a problem, there's no problem. If there's no mind which gives name problem, which regards the life situation as problem, which labels the life situation on the life situation, the experience is a problem. if there's no mind which labels problem, there's no problem. The problem doesn't exist. So you see, without the mind which labels problem doesn't exist. Because there's the mind which labels, this is a problem. So then problem, you see, that's how that's how one experiences the problems. So, in the reality, there's no real problem from its own side. So that is complete empty. Whatever the problem is, the relationship problem, AIDS, cancer, whatever it is. So it's completely empty. Without the mind which labels cancer, cancer doesn't exist. Without the mind which labels AIDS, AIDS doesn't exist. So it's dependent on the mind, you see, labeling. So therefore, in conclusion, there's no such real, you see, problem from its own, you see, from its own side. There's no such real cancer, AIDS, from its own side. As we, you see, as we believe, as we are scared of, as we are worried of, you see, it's completely empty. Something real one from its own side, it's completely empty. So that's how, you see, everything came from the mind. Knees came from the mind. Eye came from the mind. Aggregates came from the mind. Body mind came from the mind. Five sense objects came from the mind. Form, sound, smell, so forth. Problems came from the mind. Happiness, problem, all this came from the mind. Created by the mind or came from the mind. So for example, when the mind did not label, you see, AIDS and cancer doesn't exist. This problem doesn't exist. Similar other relationship, you see, a relationship, you see, losing friends, you see, this separation, you see, the couple, you see, husband, wife, you see, all this. So by lab, when your mind doesn't look at it problem, it doesn't appear problem. So finding problem, you see, first once the mind interpreted. The interpreted